It's a new year, and for millions of New Yorkers, that means more money in your pocket. For the second year in a row, the minimum wage in New York State has gone up. Both this year and next, the minimum wage is increasing 50 cents per hour. That's an additional $2,000 to spend on all the things you need. In 2027, the minimum wage will be tied to inflation, which means increases will match costs. New York's new minimum wage, putting money directly into the pockets of New Yorkers who need it most. Go to ny.gov/affordability. Sponsored by the New York State Department of Labor.
How we make sense of the news and the world keeps changing. Who to trust and what's real are other moving targets. Let On the Media be your guide.
Saturday afternoon at 4.
WJFF Jeffersonville. This is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.
Welcome to Connect the Dots on WJFF Jeffersonville. I'm David, your host, and this is the freeform show where each song leads to the next via some musical connection. Tonight, I have a good bit of 60s soul for you, with a good bit of it coming from Georgia and Alabama, including some tracks by the Queen of Soul and the King of Soul, and some other more obscure soul musicians. And I'll also play a couple tracks from one of Southern Rock's best-known bands, including a special feature on their namesake lead guitarist. And as always, I'll let you know a couple times along the way how all the songs connect. So first up is the A-side and B-side of a single by the King of Soul, Otis Redding, released posthumously in 1969. So here is Demonstration, backed with Johnny's Heartbreak.
Heartbreak. Now that's your girl, always on the go. Take my wealth to those who share and travel on down the back roads. Take this road on my own. There's only me to hold on. Make my bed where I lay my head and travel on down the back roads. Where the simple life is found, that's where I lay my troubles down. Rid myself of a heavy load and travel on down the back roads. Where the simple life is found, that's where I'll lay my troubles down. Rid myself of a heavy load and travel on down the back road.
love. I didn't want to share it. I thought that love would make my life bright and sunny. She said she couldn't love me cause I didn't have no money. So every day I have to cry, son. Every day I have to cry, son. Dry the water from my eyes, son. Every day I have to cry. Had me a girl. Yes, I really love her. Every night when I was making love her. But you can't mix love with money, cause if you do, it's gonna hurt somebody. So every day I have to cry, son. Every day I have to cry, son. Dry the water from my eyes, son. Every day.
Without Melissa. by is hard for you. And I hope to make you smile, but it seems I don't know how. And the time between our wishes grows to bring me down to now. Time spent in sorrow. Thank you.
Dreams by the Allman Brothers from their 1969 debut album. But first up tonight was a single from the great Georgia-born singer Otis Redding, released in 1969, less than 2 years after his untimely death in December of 1967. He had enough material for 3 new studio albums to be released posthumously, as well as a live album, and also his most famous single, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. You heard the A-side and B-side of the 1969 single, which was Demonstration, backed with Johnny's Heartbreak. And Otis was a co-writer of both of those tracks. His writing partner for Demonstration was Don Covey, and for Johnny's Heartbreak, his writing partner was Arthur Alexander. And so we followed the Arthur Alexander thread for a little bit after that. He was a singer and songwriter born in Alabama who got a bit of fame in the early 60s, but he was pretty greatly overshadowed by the list of artists that covered his songs, including Ike and Tina Turner, The Hollies, Dusty Springfield, Jerry Lee Lewis, and The Beatles, who played several of his songs live while honing their sound in Hamburg. So then you heard a pair of tracks performed by Arthur. First was Down the Back Roads from his 1972 self-titled album, and second was Anna, Go to Him, which was released as a single in 1962. And Back to the Beatles, a studio version of that track was included on their debut album, complete with that original drum part by Kenny Butchery that Ringo copied a few times over the years. After that was one more cover of an Arthur Alexander track. This time it was Steve Alimo with a version of Every Day I Have to Cry, which was the title track off of his 1963 album. And then you heard Alimo again with Melissa, released as a B-side of a single in 1970. That song was, of course, written by Greg Allman and later made famous by the Allman Brothers, and that is Duane Allman on lead guitar on Alimo's version. So Alimo actually owned the rights to that song for a while from a somewhat shady deal, and his version is actually just a new vocal and string part over a previously made recording by a band that was called The 31st of February, which is a pre-Allman Brothers band that had Butch Trucks, their drummer, and also sometimes Greg and Duane Allman. So next you heard the Allmans as part of The 31st of February with the 1969 single In the Morning When I'm Real. And then we close the set with the Allmans themselves as part of what we all know them for, the Allman Brothers Band, with their track Dreams from their 1969 self-titled debut album. And I'll have a lot more of Duane Allman's guitar playing for you, but actually only one more Allman Brothers song, right after this short break.
On last week's Wait, Wait, Tom Papa praised the accomplishments of the new administration.
Grocery prices have gone up already, but don't worry. Despite the high price of eggs, Trump has promised all Americans will still be able to die of bird flu.
I'm Peter Sagal. This week, we're checking out grocery prices in Richmond, Virginia, with special guests Guar, not the gum, the band. Join us for the news quiz that's always metal from NPR.
Sunday morning at 10 on Radio Catskill.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, independent grassroots global news. Our reporting includes breaking daily news headlines and in-depth interviews with people on the front lines of the world's most pressing issues. People speaking for themselves, providing unique and sometimes provocative perspectives on global events. Democracy Now!, weekdays at noon, right here on Radio Catskill.
Welcome back to Connect the Dots. All right, so Duane Allman only lived to be 24, but he managed to get in a lot of recording before he died. And you'll be hearing some of that in the second set tonight. It'll be mostly him backing other artists, but first here he is with Little Martha, his acoustic guitar composition that he recorded with his Allman Brothers bandmate, Dickie Betts. Thank you.
story about a Harper Valley widow wife. She had a teenage son who attended Harper Valley Senior High. Yes, he did. One day he came home and he didn't even stop to play. No, he didn't, y'all. He said, Mom, I got a note from the Harper Valley PTA. Look here. Said, Mrs. Johnson, you wearing your dress is too high. That's what the note said. You've been running around with me and going wild. That's what it said. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing your son up this way. That's what it said now. And it was signed by the Secretary Harper Valley PTA. Look at him. Now it happened that the PTA was meet that very afternoon. Oh yes it was now. They were sure so surprised when Miss Johnson wore her mini dress in the room. Yes, they was. She boogalooed to the blackboard, and these are the words I heard her say. Oh, yes, she did now. She said, I'd like to dress the meeting of the PTA. Oh, yes, she did now. Look at him. Bobby Taylor, you sitting there. Sometimes you ask for a date. That's what she said now. And Mrs. Taylor seemed to use a lot of ice while he's away. Yes, she does. And Mr. Baker, can you tell me why your secretary left this town? You ain't never told that yet. And shouldn't Widow Jones be told to keep her window shades way? Mr. Harper couldn't be here. He stayed too long at Kelly's Bargain. Oh, yes, he did now. And if you smell Shirley Thompson's breath, you'll find she's had a little nipple gin. Oh, yes, she did now. And she said, now you got the nerve to tell me as a mother I'm not fit. That's what she said now. This is just a little painting place of Harper Valley. Hypocrites, oh yes it is now. I wouldn't put you on. You see, it really did happen just this way. Oh yes it did now. The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA. Do it again. The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA. I want to say it one more time.
You came into my life, bringing happiness in the pain and strife. Started me to sing a song. Now all my bad days, honey, they're all gone. Sing-a-ling-a-ling, my
Thank you. These arms are the mine. They are lonely, lonely and feeling blue. These arms of mine. Yearning from wanting you, and if you would let them hold you, oh, how grateful I will be.
Otis Redding with These Arms of Mine. I started tonight's show with him, and we've found our way back. But starting the second half tonight was the Allman Brothers Band with Little Martha off of 1972's Eat a Peach. It's credited to the band, though it's really just Duane Allman on acoustic guitar accompanied by Dickie Betts. And after that was a bunch of songs that Duane Allman was a session guitarist on. First was Clarence Carter's version of Harper Valley PTA off of 1969's The Dynamic Clarence Carter. Then you heard the Georgia soul singer Arthur Conley with Shingaling off of his 1969 album More Sweet Soul. Then you heard a pair of songs by Aretha Franklin that feature Duane Allman. First was her version of The Wait, a single off of her 1970 album This Girl's in Love with You. And that was followed by It Ain't Fair, another track off of the same record. And then you heard the Georgia-born guitarist and singer-songwriter Johnny Jenkins with his cover of Dr. John's I Walk on Gilded Splinters, which is on his 1970 album Tonton Macoute. You might have also recognized that track as the sample source for Beck's song Loser. So I want to thank my friend Jeremy Chatsky here for letting me know about that track and getting the idea for this episode going. He let me know that Duane Allman was playing guitar on it, and also that Johnny Jenkins plays guitar on the last song that we heard in this set, which was Otis Redding's These Arms of Mine, which was released as a single in 1962. And the reason that track got recorded in the first place is because Otis was Johnny Jenkins' driver and also a backup singer in his band. And when a session of Johnny's for Stax Records got a little creatively stuck, they let Otis record a couple tracks, and it essentially launched his career. It's also notable that besides Otis and Johnny, the other musicians on the track are Booker T and the MGs. And so to close the show, here's a track from that early band called Johnny Jenkins and the Pine Toppers that included Otis Redding as a backup singer, but you won't hear him on this one. It's an instrumental track from 1962 called Love Twist that features Johnny's guitar playing. All right, thanks for listening. If you want to reach out, I'm at connectthedotswjff@gmail.com, And thank you, as always, for supporting WJFF Jeffersonville.
Support comes from Sullivan 180, building healthy communities through people, places, and policy one degree at a time. More information at Sullivan180.org. From The River Reporter, the community newspaper covering four counties in Pennsylvania and New York along the Upper Delaware River, riverreporter.com. And from listeners like you, who donate at WJFFradio.org.
Hey, it's Francis Lamb, host of The Splendid Table. This week, we're all about salt and ghosts. New York Times cooking columnist Melissa Clark gets into everything you need to know about fancy salts. And we have a fantastic new cookbook to tell you about called Praise Song for the Kitchen Ghosts. It's coming up on The Splendid Table.
The Splendid Table, Sunday morning at 11 on Radio Catskill.